Good morning and welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up the week. We've been focused on serving with integrity. And it's a week of devotions that comes out of the devotional book, Serving God. Devotions for active worship. And today's specific topic is teaching with integrity. In the devotion, I asked the question, do you teach? And then, as is the case with many of the questions that I ask, I follow it up with, are you sure? Many times people hear that question and their immediate response, unless they teach in a formal setting, is no. I'm not a teacher. I don't teach for a living. I don't teach Sunday school. I don't teach a group. But whether we like it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not, our actions teach. Our words teach. People watch. People listen. People pay attention. And I know some are out there thinking, well, nobody pays attention to me. Well, the truth is they do. Maybe not the people that you want to pay attention to you, but there are people paying attention. There are people learning from you. The question really comes down to, what are they learning? Is your life lived in such a way that the integrity of your words are able to teach things that are good and right? The book of Titus, we read the instructions, and it's really woven throughout Scripture that we ought to teach with integrity. As I think about that, I think about all of the times where we've heard people tell us to do one thing, but they do something different. And the problem with that, and we see it on large-scale levels. I recall this past year, a governor of a state, not the state I live in, but nearby, imposed a lot of restrictions on what people could or couldn't do. And the spouse of this governor called a place of business and wanted kind of bumped up in the line for activities that were not allowed to happen yet, and made it clear that he was the husband of the governor. And all of the flack that came about from that, and I think rightly so, because you had those in leadership positions, those with authority, saying that it was necessary that everyone comes together and does their part. And yet, when it came to them, it was as if the rules shouldn't have to apply. And it's easy to see that on big level and things like that, and it's easy to look at that and really come down hard, and that's not the point of why I even bring it up. I bring it up so that we can look at the clarity that we see that with and begin to look in our own life and say, how often have I done that? How often do I tell people what they ought to do and then do something different, thinking nobody will notice it? It's my little secret. I tell people to trust God, to follow His word, that God will provide, and then I don't live by faith. I complain, I whine, I grumble, I seek to accomplish things with my own strength and power, and even take the credit for doing so. And as we live life, as we serve people, it's important that everything that we do works together to teach with integrity. One of the reasons that I often share personal stories and personal experiences is because they're personal. Because it helps for people to see that the words that I'm using aren't simply words that I've memorized or quoted or come with wise and, as Paul would say, with wise and persuasive words, but with a humbleness, a gentleness of spirit. I've been told at times, you can't tell people that you're struggling. You can't tell people that life is hard. You can't. And I often wonder, why not? They already know it. They are living in it. And trying to paint life as something that it isn't doesn't seem very honest to me. Had a comment this past week that has really made me think a lot. But it talked about the things that we do so that people are comfortable in church. And the more I thought about it, I think that might be our problem. We've decided that the most important thing is to be comfortable. And I don't really see anywhere in Scripture where God says that our purpose of gathering together is so that we can be comfortable. It's to encourage one another. It's to spur one another on. And I don't know if you're familiar with spurs, but they don't seem to be all that comfortable. It's to challenge. It's to allow God's Spirit to convict us. It's for our growth and our greater pursuit of God. And when we gather for the sole purpose of being comfortable, I think we lack integrity in what God's Word has called us to do. And a message that says, surrender to Jesus and everything will be better, while technically true, generally isn't accurate the way that the people hear it. And sometimes it's not even accurate the way that we try to convey it. Because what's heard is, surrender to Jesus and all your financial problems will disappear. All of your health issues will go away. All of your relationship problems will no longer be problems. And while surrendering to Jesus is the greatest thing we can do, it does make things better in the long-term picture. There are times it creates additional problems because not everybody's happy when our life changes, when our priorities change, when Jesus is the most important thing about our life. And Christians still get sick, Christians still die, Christians still deal with relationship issues. It's not a magical wave of some wand that says all of everything is fine and dandy all of a sudden. But teaching with integrity says, I've seen God walk with me through the valley of the shadow of death. I've felt His presence. I know what it's like to grieve and to mourn, to question, to cry out to God. And I know what it's like to be assured of His presence in the midst of those things. And so when I share with people and share publicly at times that life is hard, I believe that's part of teaching with integrity. But it can't stop with simply saying life is hard. Teaching with integrity relays the story of how God carries me through those difficult times. I've shared before about a writing I did a number of years ago about telling your story and giving God the credit. And sometimes people hear that title and they think it's telling about all the great things God has done, and it's true. But to tell the story of all the great things God has done, there's an element of all the hard things that He's brought me through. You see, when we know the people that are watching, when we know the people that are listening, we don't have to tell our entire story, and rarely is that a wise thing to do anyhow. But we can allow God's Spirit to help us to use what's relevant. When I talk with people who are struggling to hold on to faith in the midst of a child that's ill, I can talk about our month at the University of Chicago Children's Hospital with our daughter and the crying out to God of whether she would even live or not. And the process of growing in faith through that. And it wasn't easy. But God was with us, just as God is with us. And you and I have stories which contain elements that we don't like. But sometimes those elements are what makes our story believable. And it's what makes it relatable. You see, as you live life, you teach others. And they both watch and listen. And one of the things that they watch and listen for is to whether what they see and what they hear match up. And as we serve with integrity, do the people we serve learn of a God that can be trusted? Do they learn of a God that loves them? Do they learn of a God that values them? Or do they see in us a representation that doesn't trust them, that doesn't love them, that doesn't value them, that's simply putting in our time to do a good deed to add to our chart somewhere? You see, that's kind of the whole heart of this week's devotions on serving with integrity. It's becoming the hands and feet, the voice of God, so to speak, that represents Him well and represents Him accurately in what we say and in what we do. As we pray today, I would encourage you to ask God to help you understand what others learn from you. Ask Him to help you to see what others see, to hear what others see, to hear what others hear. And as you spend time with God, may you seek a greater level of integrity. so that the teaching that is done by your life would help people to see Jesus, to know Jesus, and to follow Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You value every one of us, not for what we could be, not for what we might be, not for what someone else wants us to be, but because we are your creation, your child. Father, help us today to examine what our life teaches others, what our words, what our actions. Help us to see how closely they match one another. Help us to teach with a greater integrity as we center our life more and more each day around your word and how you would have us to live, how you would have us to speak. Father, as we have opportunities to teach with our life, may the things that we instruct others, may the instructions that we give from your word not fall on deaf ears that have become deaf because our actions are different from what we say. May we pay attention to what we're saying so that it's not just words that we pass along to someone else, but they're words that we ourselves follow. And God, as we examine our life, as we recognize how you've been with us, how you've walked with us through the valley of the shadow of death, how you've carried us through the times where we were too weak to stand on our own. May we be honest about our feelings through that, about our process of learning to trust, about our growth in knowing you. May the expectations that we have of others not exceed that of we have of ourselves, and may they match the expectations that you have of each of us. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would not only see a life that teaches integrity, but they would practice that life. Father, that we would not sugarcoat the gospel or not try to make it out to be some magic genie, everything magically is better overnight, but may we be truthful about the troubles that come, even as we're truthful about the one that walks with us in the midst of those troubles. Father, may our children see that a relationship with you is worth everything that this life brings up against us. It's worth all the joys, all the hardships, all the celebrations and all the troubles. May we be honest with our children about their need for you. And may we teach with integrity as we're honest about our need for you. Father, today as we think ahead to our worship gatherings, and whether we're doing that in person or whether we're still worshiping with others online or in small groups, however that looks, may we live life with integrity. May the things that we ask and expect of others be things that we ask and expect of ourselves. And may our standard for others be the same as our standard for ourselves, because it's the standard that you've set. God, as we live life today, may we live in such a way that we teach with integrity, so that Jesus is seen in everything that we do, so that we would lift him up at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.